No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And right now on the line with me, I have Stephen King. We have been chatting back and forth about the work across the state of Alabama to bring students into the engineering fold, if you will. Stephen King is a representative of the University of Alabama, an employee with Power South. He was talking to me just before the program about being on a special board there at the University of Alabama. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Stephen King.
Hello, how are you?
So glad to have you, my friend, and I appreciate the fact that you've been sharing with me some of the things that you and others have been doing across the state of Alabama to enlighten young people when it comes to the engineering program at the University of Alabama, and if they wanted to go to other programs and pursue engineering.
Absolutely.
What's your role at the university?
I sit on one of the boards with the School of Arts and Science. Basically, what we do is raise funds for student scholarships and bring awareness to the arts side of school. However, I actually participate with the sciences side and the engineering side as well with the clubs and projects that the students work on. I feel that's an excellent way for them to have outreach to the communities of what the university is actually working on sometimes. The race cars, of course, is just a personal interest, but for example, like the Astro Rover, that program has won 5 times in a row on the national scale with NASA projects and so forth. So they have really stood out in the engineering field there. And since Alabama has really bloomed in the NASA research and the United Launch Project out of Huntsville, I think that's an excellent handshake for what Alabama, the state, is actually going toward. That's kind of what I'm involved with.
Now, we talked about the Engineering the Future Expo at the Laureline B. Wallace Community College. Let's talk a little bit about that event and what the effort was about, as We had dual enrollment students as well as the college students and others who were involved with this expo. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Basically what it was is I had been working with these students at the University of Alabama, sponsoring them and some of their projects, specifically the Formula race car, which they compete on a national level, and the Eco Car, which is also a project by General Motors, where they selected 25 universities throughout the United States, and the University of Alabama happened to be one of the lucky recipients. They awarded them a vehicle, and the project was to take the standard drivetrain, remove it, and make it a hybrid or 100% electric, I believe. I'm not 100% on the program, but the effort was to make it more efficient and more toward the electric side of the movement, and to compete on the national level with that, and that was to get more insight what General Motors was looking for. What I wanted to do was bring those students, those programs, to Covington County at the local junior college or community college. You can tell by my age, me calling it a junior college. The local community college, and show that to the technical kids or students, where they could kind of structure their career path on where the future's going. For example, if we're looking at General Motors saying that they're going to stop manufacturing or cease manufacturing internal combustion engines by 2035, they're a leader in the industry. Volvo said that they're going to cease by 2030. If we have trends such as that, then I think that the leaders in the community, the leaders in education, and students themselves need to be aware of where industries are going and what the new trend or what they expect to be, you know, in the future. And so we're not caught off guard, but if we can start out at an early age of, hey, this is where the industry's going, so if you want to go into diesel repair, that's fine, there's nothing wrong with that, but be aware that the technology is shifting toward more electrical, more electronics. It gives them somewhere to go there. What I wanted to do is bring those students here, expose them to the students that are already enrolled, but also, at the same time, I believe that we should inspire students from the middle school up on where things are going so they can kind of go ahead and get their careers lined up. So I contacted the community leaders of Covington County and with the University of Alabama and said, this is my idea, this is my concept, and can we do this? I had no resistance. The only thing that we had an issue with is the logistics of where and when. And that is, I never really thought about it in that sense, because generally it's kind of like, well, you know, next week sounds good. Not really, because the way everything was lining up, it didn't go as well as I had hoped in that sense. It took several months to get it lined up better than just a off-the-cuff thing. But we had excellent coordination with the county school superintendent. He actually allowed the buses to bring in students from the county schools to attend as well. The students from the University of Alabama, their programs, they are structured much like a corporation. They have students from marketing. They have students from the PR. They have students from the actual engineering and so forth. So they actually get a chance to use some of their hands-on with the presentations. So it's more of them doing their thing for the other students to see what they're doing. And that's basically how it came about.
Well, and obviously, Stephen, the engineering industry is a hands-on industry, and for young people who are trying to get involved with engineering, the past year with COVID-19 has been difficult, and you were talking about taking months to arrange an event like this, and I believe that some of that would have something to do with probably the COVID-19 and trying to arrange around what the restrictions were to get these young people together to be able to demonstrate and have that hands-on experience.
That's correct. The program that we were able to do was a year ago, or pre-COVID. And so the COVID year, last year, we were not able to do anything, and we're hoping to do something as a follow-up this fall. We've talked to a couple of the engineering programs, and I'm hoping to, the last time I had spoken to Lurling B. Wallace Community College, they have different campuses in different areas, different counties, Butler County, Crenshaw County, Covington County, and we were expressing a desire to do a different county, possibly, and that way we could expose more students, more territory, if you will. And I think that will work out well in the fall if everything falls into place. There again, it's the coordination efforts and so forth.
Great. Well, Stephen, if it's okay with you, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this Clash of Trades scholarship for young people and kind of put it on their radar so that if there is a young person out there or a parent who knows that their young person is interested in engineering, that they have an opportunity to pursue this scholarship and maybe some other things, some other tools that are out there, since you are on a board there at the University of Alabama and you are trying to put scholarships in the hands of these young people. We can talk some more about that, okay?
Okay.
Folks, right now we're talking to Stephen King. He is a representative of the University of Alabama, an employee with Power South. We're glad to have him on the line with us right now as we talk about engineering, the industry of engineering, the programs that are involved in the engineering industry, and young people that potentially want to be part of this community. I hope that you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey, everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people. So you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I am so glad that you can join us today as we focus primarily right now on young people. Our young people in the community have had a difficult time over the past year, and obviously we all have. But for young people, if you think about being in school and the hands-on activities that are day-to-day at school, and those things dried up as soon as COVID hit, the experience of being at school changed. Most kids were out of school, and then virtual learning came in, the hybrid programs. And so young people have missed out on many opportunities over the past year. One of the things that I've wanted to do through the Mark White Show is bring awareness to opportunities that are still out there. Maybe your young person is at home and they haven't realized that there are those opportunities. And I just want to open the door for them to be able to see those opportunities. Right now, I have on the line with me Mr. Stephen King. We have been talking about engineering for a couple of weeks now and some programs that are offered. And one of the things that we talked about in the last segment, we talked about the Engineering the Future Expo at Larlene B. Wallace Community College. And I wanted him to be able to share about some scholarship opportunities or how a young person may can find their path in the engineering industry. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stephen King.
Thank you. The program that you wanted to speak of, the Clash Trades, that program is something, it's a fairly new pilot. What I understand, they contacted me last week. It is a program where they're taking students from different trade schools and they're competing on certain projects, similar to the Top Chef or something of that nature, where they compete and win scholarships as well. But to build viewership, they're having students enroll on their YouTube station or channel, and they are using they're going to be drawing for that $2,500 scholarship. I think that's an excellent outreach, and I think that's an excellent way to express what the students are learning in the new trade schools. It also gives smaller businesses, manufacturers and stuff, an awareness of what the students are actually learning in the class as far as CNC machines, printers, welding, machine shop technologies out there and skill sets.
My nephew, Nicholas, he was in the robotics program at Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, and I've been around those students quite a bit as they work on their robots, and their engineering minds, obviously, they think that way, and that is something that across the state of Alabama, we have some young engineering minds, and I believe that those minds need to be encouraged. And wherever we can find opportunities to encourage them, that builds a foundation and then gets them to where they belong, their purpose, and finding that engineering job and pursuing what they really love to do.
Oh, absolutely. To me, that the fact that we have so many auto manufacturers that have located in the state of Alabama is excellent. I referred to it as the new Detroit in a sense, but I think it also bears mentioning that we're not only in new car manufacturing, we're manufacturing buses, we're manufacturing the 18-wheeler semi-tractor rigs, you know, trailers, anything to do with transportation and distribution industry. Also, one of the things that I would like to emphasize, this is not just the internal combustion engines, but we're also having an accelerated vamping of the EVs or electric vehicles. Mercedes has invested heavily into it. We've had the other manufacturers have stepped forward and added on to their plants for the hybrids and the EVs as well. And I think that is the future. I think that's where we're headed. I know that some of the states have actually started adding infrastructure along the interstates for recharging because they seem to, they feel that that is a problem with people transitioning from internal combustion to electric vehicles is the, I can't remember the exact term, but it's some form of discharge anxiety where the batteries discharge on the side of the road versus making it to the next charging station. So they're trying to get more of that in place before a massive transition takes place. And I think the students can be a part of that. I think that they can get something out of it in the high school level through the Science Olympiad. I think they can get that through the trade schools. I think they can get that through the engineering programs and even as far as into the marketing programs at the universities. Since I'm affiliated more with the University of Alabama, I tend to push that way, but I understand, you know, with Auburn, we have excellent engineering as well, and I'm understanding that the other schools have something to contribute to where the state of Alabama is moving. And our young people, I think, have an excellent future ahead of them. It's just being prepared, preparing their trade, as you were talking about earlier.
When it comes to this clash of trades, I'm going to send people to the Instagram page, which is Project MFG. They can go to Project MFG on Instagram. They will see the premiere coming up on April 20th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Project MFG on YouTube, and find out more about this scholarship. And if young people or parents of young people had an interest in pursuing the engineering industry, how can they connect with those who are leaders in the industry to find out more information about scholarships and getting on that path?
Biggest thing I would find out is what you're interested in, and then contact or try to do a Google search of the school that would best benefit or best provide the education that you're looking for. Of course, I can give small advice, but I'm not exactly a counselor in that direction. But you can also contact the Alabama Community College System, the ACCS, on Instagram or Facebook. You can contact, of course, the major universities as well. Your guidance counselors in the high schools themselves, sometimes they wait for the student to contact them. They're not always aware of who's interested in what. When you're in high school, that's not the time to be shy. That's the time to be stepping up and marking your place of where you want to be and be, you know, recognized as, hey, I'd like to do this, and I want to go in that direction, and let people know. Also, as well, if your parents are members of a civic organization, sometimes they give scholarships out to students that are aspiring in a certain direction that would help the community out and so forth. So if your parents are members, they can get you insight there, but you can also contact them directly and find out if they do a community scholarship. I know some of them do. It depends on the size of your community as well. Obviously a larger municipality is going to have more opportunities than a smaller one, but it doesn't mean don't rule the smaller one out. And sometimes the actual community colleges have more scholarships available than they openly advertise, because there's just so many available. It's not meaning that there's just buckets full of money. It just means that there's stuff there that they don't promote as much or don't advertise as much.
Well, Stephen King, I appreciate your insight today, and I appreciate your interest in young people when it comes to engineering. And as you mentioned, don't be shy when it comes to being in high school and making those statements to the guidance counselor or teachers, educators, letting them know what you're interested in, and then pursuing it. That's what it takes as a young person to head in the right direction for what you want to pursue.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Stephen, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, Stephen King, representative of the University of Alabama, as well as an employee at Power South, we're glad to have him on the line today to talk about the engineering industry. If the Mark White Show is having a positive effect on your life, I hope that you'll share it with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I hope that this show has helped you today and that you will share it with a young person. Let them know
if they are a young person who has an interest in engineering, who has an interest in math and sciences, and that's the direction that they're leaning toward, I hope that you will encourage them to pursue their dream in that industry. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Quentin Aaron, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I want to encourage people to be more kind to one another. We only have one life to live, and let's do it treating people the way we want to be treated in return. Spread some cheer, spread some love, be kind to one another. God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, Citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.